Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Friday, the 14th of January. This is Weather Wisdom. Let's get to it. We have a big storm, but it's going to miss us. It's out in the ocean. It's huge, and it is getting bigger. It's going to be out well east of New England and then go up into eastern Canada. But the effect is going to be that it's going to pull down very cold air and strong winds here for later today and especially tonight and tomorrow. Those wind chill values are going down well below zero. Tomorrow morning when you get up, the wind chill values will be about 15, 16, 17 below zero and stay there for several hours during the morning tomorrow before temperatures get up near 12. It's a very cold day. There's no doubt about it. It's one of those days that is similar to what we experienced at the beginning of the week. In some ways, I think it's going to feel colder, however. Actual temperature may be about the same, but because of the wind, it's just going to feel much worse for tomorrow. So not a day. As much as I love supporting the ski areas, it's a really tough day to go skiing. I think there's going to be wind holds in the higher elevations, those mountains of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. The chairlift's just getting buffeted around, so be careful of that. Now, this afternoon, temperature up near 40 degrees. It becomes breezy. We may see some rain and snow showers that are just out over the ocean this morning, buffet the area a little bit this afternoon with a few snow showers. So right now this morning, we find some rain over the Cape and the Islands. It could change over to snow before ending, but if there was any accumulation, it would be very light. Let's get to Saturday night. We clear out. We're down between 0 and 10 above. Wind chill values start to come up a little bit. Sunday's not a bad day. We're up 25 to 30 degrees, sunshine, and you'd think with all this cold air, we're going to get a snowstorm. And indeed, the storm may start or probably starts as snow here as we head for Sunday night and Martin Luther King Day, but it's going to take a track to our west. So I do think that we get maybe nothing at the coastline, ramping up a coating 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 inches as you get further inland. We're talking 128, 495 belt. You get into southern New Hampshire, you start getting into something maybe like a 3 to 6 or 4 to 8 inch snowstorm. Higher elevations are going to do real well out of this. That is during the day on Monday. But along the coastline, even up to the 495 belt, everything's going to change over to rain. Temperatures will be in the lower 40s. Winds are going to be gusty. We'll have to keep an eye on those winds for Monday. There's going to be a very strong batch of winds going over us. Does it make it to the ground? That's the question. Winds are going to be breezy, gusting as high as 30, but could they gust to 40 or 50 along the coastline, causing a little bit of damage and power outages? Definitely possible. On Tuesday, mostly sunny up near 30, and then we see a moderating trend for Wednesday, 35 to 40. So kind of two weather events here in the next several days. We've got the wind, the cold moving in tonight. When you get up tomorrow morning, it is bitter cold. It's bitter cold all day Saturday. Sunday's a nice day, calm, typical winter day. And then we have a storm going to our west, snow changing to rain, and then ending here later on Monday afternoon. Have a great weekend.